Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Twerking. There's been a lot of talk about it lately. But long before Miley Cyrus made it a household word, twerking was just one of many provocative dance moves in the New Orleans style of hip-hop called bounce. And joining me now in the Soundcheck studio is the queen of bounce, Big Frida. She's been performing for well over a decade and is now the star of a reality TV show on the Fuse Network. Frida, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations. I understand you are now the holder of a Guinness World Record.
Yes, for twerking.
And it was here in New York?
Yes, in Herald Square.
Most people twerking at once.
Yes, simultaneously for 2 minutes long.
How many people? Do you know?
It was about 359, to be exact.
That's a lot of booties being shaken,
yes,
all in one place. I should, before we go any further, probably warn our audience that various words for rear end are likely to come up in conversation because, you know, bounce seems to be kind of aimed at that part of the body.
It's aimed all at the ass.
Now, you've said that all the brouhaha about Miley Cyrus is, you know, much ado about nothing. She wasn't really twerking, is that right?
No, she wasn't.
What was she doing?
She was, what we call it, is exercising in New Orleans.
Exercising.
Yes. It's one of the dance moves we call it, though. It's called exercising.
Really?
Yeah. She didn't properly twerk.
What would proper twerking, that's harder to say than it seems. What would proper twerking look like?
Well, hands on your knees, back upright, and your butt going up and down, you know, giving that basketball-type motion.
Mm.
And she definitely didn't do that.
No, she didn't. But that does sort of unfortunately lead us right into our first clip, which is a song called As Everywhere.
Yes, As Everywhere, baby.
From my guest, Big Frida.
Who I might be, who I might be. As Everywhere, As Everywhere.
That is my guest, Big Frida, with Ass Everywhere, ass spelled A-Z-Z.
Yes.
We don't want to, like, offend people.
Yes, A-Z-Z. As Everywhere.
Now, you can watch the music video of this song on our website, soundcheck.org, and the title pretty much sums up what you will see. I did warn you, after all.
Yes, you did.
Now, some people, Frida, refer to your style of music not just as bounce, but as sissy bounce because of, you know, the kind of the cross-dressing that happens, a lot of gay performers. You don't like that term, right?
No, well, it's no such term to us here in New Orleans especially. We call it bounce music. We don't separate ourselves just because some of the artists are gay. It's just one culture, and it's called bounce music as the overall. And one article was done where they entitled it Sissy Bounce, and that just started this whole sissy bounce, you know, trend or whatever, but we don't separate it in New Orleans. It's all bounce music. We have a few gay artists in the bounce game. And then the other artists in New Orleans, they kind of get offended who does bounce music when people say, oh, you do sissy bounce, but they're not gay. So it contradicts, you know, other artists as well.
So it kind of contradicts the whole inclusive nature.
Right. Yes, it does.
Now, and that seems to be, you know, New Orleans has a kind of musical history of people sort of changing identity and stuff, you know, from the Mardi Gras Indian tribes on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So is this kind of, you know?
All of that comes back to it. The Mardi Gras Indians, the call and response. You know, we use all of that in our bounce music. You know, we even incorporate some of their, a little bit of the beats for us from the jazz. And, you know, we have so much rich history of music in New Orleans and the culture, and we try to incorporate that definitely in the bounce scene.
Now, you know, as a rapper who is also a gay man but who uses often the pronoun she, have you found that elsewhere in the hip-hop world that you kind of run up against, you know, the usual barricades, the usual kind of snide remarks or worse?
I don't have any of that. I don't usually get any of that slack, you know. There's still going to be this little homophobic thing that's going to always be out there. And no one usually come directly at me and give me any slack or whatever. I'm loved by many, you know, hated by a few. Mm-hmm. So I'm just appreciative that, you know, some of the other colleagues in the hip-hop game don't come at me in the wrong way.
We're speaking with Big Freedia, the bounce rapper and star of the reality TV show called Big Freedia, Queen of Bounce. I have to ask you, Freedia is spelled F-R-E-E-D-I-A, so it looks like Freedia.
Right, the I is silent, and it's close to my name. My name is Freddie, so we kind of kept close to my name, the spelling and the pronunciation a little bit. So the I is silent, but it's definitely Big Freedia.
Okay, and from Big Freedia, here's a song called Excuse.
Big Freedia coming one more time! Big Freedia coming one more time! Big Freedia coming one more time! Big Freedia coming one more time. Excuse, I don't mean to be rude, but give me that mic, let me do what I do. Excuse, I don't mean to be rude, but give me that mic, let Freedia come through. Wobble, wobble, get back, get back, get back, get back, get back.
Big Freedia with Excuse. That many wobblies, that's tough to do. You gotta have not only the flow, but the diction and everything. That's impressive stuff. Now, you were talking about call and response. So, you can record this music, but bounce music seems to be very much a live, almost participatory thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. A Big Freedia show, especially, live interaction with the crowd, you know, having the crowd interact back and forth with some of the different slangs that I say, that's a must.
Another form of Southern music where call and response is really important is church music. So did you start in the church?
Yes, I did. I grew up in the church choir. I was the choir director for many years. Yeah, at my church, at my home church, and at my school choir. I also went back after I graduated from high school and taught the choir. So yeah, definitely.
And when did you get into bounce?
I got into bounce about 1999 when I started backgrounding for my best friend, Katie Redd, who was the first transsexual male to come out with bounce music in New Orleans. So I was in between crossing over from the gospel to bounce music in about 1999.
Was that a big crossover?
it definitely was, but I had a lot of support of, you know, all of the people that were around me, and they just was like, you know, if you believe in it and you, you know, have faith in it, you know, go for it, and God knows where your heart is, and so I definitely went for it.
So do you ever break out the gospel singing voice, or is
most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. On the first episode, I definitely sung and brought it back to my roots.
And Katie Redd is on your show, right?
Yes, most definitely.
And both of you were on Tremé?
Yes.
The New Orleans set TV show on HBO. But Big Freedia, Queen of Bounce, airs Wednesdays at 11 p.m. on the Fuse Network. Big Freedia with me on Soundcheck today. I guess the name is kind of self-evident, but Bounce, where did that come from?
It's originated directly from out of New Orleans, and it's been around before me. You know, some of the pioneers that came way before my times, the DJ Jimmys, the DJ Irvs, the DJ Jubilee, the Ricky the B, the Warren Mays, T.T. Tucker. It's just so many of the artists that came that was bouncing way before we started.
And when you say way before, do you mean like early 90s or does it go even further back?
Well, back a little bit in the early 80s.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And in a kind of a strange way, the spread of bounce music outside of New Orleans
Just recently started happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of as a result of Katrina, right?
Yeah,
the hurricane.
Yes, Katrina definitely did open a lot of doors because we were displaced all around the world. And people were kind of fiending for the music like it was a drug. You know, can you email it to me? Can you, you know, mail me a CD? And Katrina definitely did get a chance for people in other places to hear New Orleans music and to get in tune to the people from New Orleans and say, oh, what you're listening to? What you're jamming to? And they'll say, oh, that's New Orleans music. You don't know nothing about that. And the other people will say, well, teach me something about
yeah.
it. And that's how the spread of it started getting even bigger.
So where did you go? Where were you displaced to?
When I first started, I left and I was in Arkansas. And then I wind up in Shreveport. I wind up back in La Paz. Then mm-hmm. I wind up in Houston and then back to New Orleans. I went several places.
Right.
But I traveled a whole lot of places to bring that sense of home and give that awesome bounce concert. They were requesting me everywhere.
So now if you go to Atlanta or Houston, do you find what you would recognize as bounce the way they make it back home?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because some of those people from New Orleans are still in those places. And the people that they taught the bounce music to, they want to come out now and represent and hold it down for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Has there been a place where you just found that people weren't getting it? You just couldn't make inroads?
Connecticut. Yes, Connecticut.
What happened in Connecticut?
It was my first show and my only show in my whole career that the crowd was not prepared to accept me. And they were pitching things. They were not happy. It was these young, rich white boys, and they were really upset that I was in the middle of Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. So they were not happy.
So you were on a bill with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
Yes, right in the middle. A queen from New Orleans.
All right. So, well, I'm sure there are pockets of Connecticut where that will happen. I'm sure there are other parts of Connecticut that will be just as welcoming as New York and
it wasn't everybody. It was, you know, because the girls were screaming yes and the boys were screaming no.
We're speaking with Big Frieda from New Orleans, a star of Bounce and star of the reality TV show Big Frieda, Queen of Bounce on the Fuse Network. Here's a song called Y'all Get Back Now.
Y'all get back now. Back now. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Tune it up. Hot, hot, girl. Let's go. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Tune it up. Hot, hot, girl. Let's go. Y'all get back now.
Y'all Get Back Now from my guest, Big Frieda, the Queen of Bounce, the New Orleans grown but now quickly spreading style of hip-hop. It is hip-hop, right? I mean,
yes.
It's got the four elements, you know?
Yes, it is.
And what kind of band or... Is it all done to backing tracks? Do you have... Is Bounce built on a live music experience as well as a live
backing
dance?
Track.
Yeah.
Yeah, backing track, and I'm the vocalist. I take care of all of the vocals, and I'm feeding through the whole set.
All right. The TV show is called Big Frieda, Queen of Bounce. It's on Fuse Wednesdays at 11, and they're filming us right now here in the Soundcheck studio. So what is it like having, you know, cameras follow you around pretty much all the time?
Well, it was very nerve-wracking at the beginning until I got used to the camera crew. But once I got used to them, there was like, I didn't even realize they were there. Some things were just slipping out. It was just natural. And what was so good about the whole show that nothing was scripted. I didn't have to follow any lines, any guidelines. I had a lot of creative control, and I was able to just be myself every day. And that's what made the show so fun to do.
Mm-hmm. So you're enjoying it then?
I'm having a blast.
Okay. Wednesday evenings on the Fuse Network at 11 p.m. The show's called Big Frieda, Queen of Bounce, and she is with me on Soundcheck today. It seems like most of your audience are straight women. Is that Is that kind of, is that intentional or did it just happen that way?
It just happened that way, but yes, mostly.
Why do you think that that is?
The women love the music. They are our biggest supporters, and they also draw the men in, you know. And I've been rocking straight clubs just about my whole career, you know. Rarely doing a lot of gay clubs, but my main base of fans are a lot of straight women. And they love to shake, and they love to bounce it, and they represent me all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And is that probably the demographic of the TV show as well? Do you know that yet?
I would say majority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Frida, this has been a lot of fun having you with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Congratulations on the new show.
Thank you so much.
And the Guinness Book of World Records, holding for the most people twerking at once.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Make your booty go. Make your booty go. Make your booty go. Make your booty go.